one of the things that they're still not understanding is that he's not being tricked into these containment environments. The colonization process, the people that are here, the legacies of criminals that got busted, they didn't get tricked into containment environments. They got busted. We're not tricking Hughes into a fantasy. Okay, he got busted into service when he was Hughes. And he got busted over a decade ago and went into a containment, and went into a story environment. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Busting Hughes isn't the big goal. Busting their alpha and getting him to bring as many, you know, willing criminals as possible into that group, into his plan. So over the last, you know, decade, over a decade, Hughes got busted. And what happened was he, you know, terrorized me with the software company and committed a lot of really, really serious crimes, got busted and had a choice. Do you want to deal with the consequences of your actions, or do you want to go into a containment environment? And he chose to go into a containment environment. Now, they're having a hard time understanding that, so I'm going to show them right now him doing it again. And all of you will understand, anything that you guys have done with Hughes over the last decade, you're busted for. If you're in his evil plan or his advanced process or doing anything that he's doing, you're busted. But you were busted anyway. You're in containment. You're in a colonization planet in containment. So you're already busted. You have to move on to the next thing. You don't get to do your evil plans. Hughes chose to go into a story environment, and the thing that motivated him when I busted him last time over a decade ago was that he could pretend like he's in charge of the advanced process and do his fantasy. And he did for the last decade. The stuff he's doing at the factory, the stuff that he did up to that point that, you know, they don't know a lot about, but I've indicated some of the things that he's done, is a fantasy that he's in. Now, they understand what's going on right now, though. Okay, and Hughes is going to have a choice. Okay, that's not real. The antimatter necklace shit, that's not real. That's a story, a fantasy that Hughes is going to go into, you know, based on the fantasies that he's went into before, instead of getting busted, and the plan that he's trying to do, his revelations and the male homosexual sodomite final solution, and the stuff that he's trying to do right now. So Hughes has a choice. You're in a containment story. I'm gonna give him a choice, and he's gonna make this choice. Do you want to get busted? And I'm not gonna yell at him this time. There's no need to. I don't want to be screaming it in front of these people. There's no need to be, you know, like rage screaming right now. It's a simple choice. Do you want to get exposed for the school shootings and all the trans shit and the target and trying to kill all the girls and especially the breeding scandal? Do you want to have to face Hitler and the other Nazis and all the guys that you did the breeding scandal to? Or do you want to go into a fantasy? Do you want to go into a story? You want to use your time machine to take the antimatter necklaces and go into a store? It's going to be a simulator, though. But it'll seem real to you. It's going to be a simulator that's going to simulate your final solution, whatever you're trying to do. And the story functionality will make it seem real. But everybody's going to be focused on it. All of the people that you did the bad stuff to, the people in your own group, the Nazis that went with you, that agreed to you, that agreed to your plan, they're going to be focused on what you're trying to do. And in the simulation that you're going to pretend is real, just like you've done over the last decade with your mind control weapon and all the, you know, the trash, the crazy shit that you've been doing, how you've pretended like that's real, The AI simulated environment's gonna seem just as real. But you need to understand this. It's not gonna seem real to them. It's only gonna seem real to you. The bullshit you've been doing for the last decade seemed real to them also. They thought the stuff that you were doing was real. The advanced process, the advanced technology, the mind control stuff, all the your mind time traveling. and targeting people and all that bullshit, the story functionality made that seem real to them. So if you choose not to deal with the breeding scandal, which we know you're not, you wouldn't even deal with the consequences of the crimes and the software stuff. And that was just murder. That was just trying to murder me and trying to steal babies from me and shit. You wouldn't deal with those crimes. So you're definitely not going to deal with the stuff you did to the Nazis over the last 80 years. Hitler and Himmler and the other Nazis, the breeding scandal and all that stuff, and the school shootings and the targeting and all the gay trans stuff. You're definitely not going to take responsibility for that in front of all of your group, the people that you've done it to. So you can go into a story and you can ignore it, but they're not going to go into the same story. They went into your story a decade ago, and you did the pretend advance process and all the bullshit you've been doing in containment after you got busted and chose to go into a story instead of dealing with the consequences of those crimes. You got busted. That's why you're here. That's why you're in the colonization process, because your father got busted. My parents and the older leaders busted your father and a bunch of their parents, just like I busted you. Now I'm giving you a choice. You're already in containment. You're in like double containment. You're in containment in the colonization process, and then you're in containment in service in the American Empire, and then you're in containment because you got busted over a decade ago, and now you're coming to a fourth turning point? So you're going to go into your fourth containment. This is just layers and layers and layers of his containment. That's how busted he is. So now you're going to go into an AI managed containment that is going to be present. Yeah, but they're not going to go into your containment. If you want to put your head into the ground like a fucking ostrich, you can. But the rest of the people are not going to go into the containment story also. The AI that's going to create the simulation for you, the story functionality will make it seem real for you, so you'll think it's happening. But everybody else will be focused on what you're doing and will know it's bullshit, and they'll know that you've lied to them this entire time, that you did do the breeding scandal, and you are trying to do the homosexual male sodomite final solution and all the other stuff. Now, normally, I'd be raging at him right now, like gnarly raging, like as gnarly as it gets. And he'd panic. Well, this is how we went into containment before. When I busted him, there was the police reports and the criminal charges and then me raging at him, and he went into containment. It's unnecessary this time. Well, I wanted to make sure I got him into containment tenure, and it worked. But this time it's the breeding scandal. Before, it was just trying to murder me and doing some stuff to me. So I needed to ensure that he would, and the raging at him helped. Now it's totally unnecessary. I don't need to even yell right now, because there's no way he's gonna, that's the stuff that he got busted for when he was Hughes, murdering children and shit, and mutilating, that's the kind of shit he's getting busted for now on a large scale. The school shootings and the gay trans stuff and all that stuff, and the breeding scandal. And he's getting busted for the breeding scandal. So, if you wanna not go into that story, And you want to deal with Hitler and Himmler and Candace and Nicole and all the other people that you did the breeding scandal to, if you want to explain to Hitler that all the lies you told him to get access to his breeding program was bullshit and you obsessively polluted his bloodline with Mexico, I mean, if you want to take responsibility for all that, go ahead. Don't go into the story. And you'll have to stand before them and deal with them and their reactions. Or hide in the story. You won't have to deal with them, but they're going to know you did it, and they're going to watch what you're trying to do in containment, because they're going to be watching the simulation also, but it's not going to seem real to them. They're going to know it's the fantasy that you're hiding in. It's your choice. The antimatter necklace, that's the fantasy you can go into. If you want to steal the other antimatter necklace with your mind going into the past through your time travel machine, and if you want to order one, and if you want to have both necklaces, that like in Mission Impossible, that'll power your time machine and your mind, and you can do the nuclear holocaust and all your homosexual sodomite fantasy and your utopia or whatever, You can do so with the story functionality in an AI simulated environment, and it will seem real to you. But they're going to see what you're really trying to do. They're going to know you did the breeding scandal. They're going to know you lied to them about everything. And they're going to know you're trying to do the gay, trans, homosexual final solution and trying to kill all the girls and all the other stuff. I'm not tricking him into it. He's choosing to go into containment. Yeah, okay, listen. All of you. I could have got him into containment probably without rage screaming at him. Probably. I'm older, I'm more mature now, I'm wiser, more experienced. I'm way more familiar with the mental illness, and I have a lot more confidence in how the mental illness functions. He will choose the fantasy, he will choose his obsessions over getting busted. I didn't need to rage scream at him before. I wanted to make sure he went into containment, and it was unnecessary. I'm definitely not gonna rage scream at him in front of all these people. It's important that all of you understand that this mental illness will choose the fantasy where he can satisfy his obsessions over getting busted. And it doesn't have anything to do with me rage screaming at him. They chose containment. Some of the people, like Hitler's father and Himmler's father, there's two different groups of people in this process. There's the people like Hughes, the criminals, that chose the colonization process to get out of trouble or because they didn't want to get busted. And then there's the people that tried to become good for salvation and redemption and accomplishment and achievement. Some of them didn't work their way into my group, like Tony, like Spiro Agnew and Herman. You guys are in this. Your fathers are part of the good team now. They worked their way into it. I'm telling you, just like anybody else. And you're going to become team members and, you know, participants working with me and the little ninja girl and all, just like anybody else, just like your fathers did. And some of the people, they put their children into the colonization process as part of a deal to work their way out of trouble. Yeah, but they were given the same option. It wouldn't be fair. Like Hitler and Himmler, their fathers didn't work their way to the good team. They used it to get out of trouble. But it wouldn't have been fair for Herman and Tony's father to be able to really get redemption and earn their way and become good leaders. It wouldn't have been fair not to give Hitler and Himmler's evil fathers the same opportunity to put their children into the colonization process to work their way out of trouble for lesser consequences or for some manipulative thing. So they had the same opportunity for with a little bit of a different, you know, intention. So like Hitler and Himmler and Candace and all them, their fathers aren't participating in the good group, in the good team. They're still probably, reasonably evil, doing other stuff. But their children will have an opportunity. Yeah, but you guys have to earn it. You guys are going to have to actually earn it. It's going to be more difficult for you to earn it. So all of you are just out of the process. See ya. Bye-bye. I'll see you later. Like Candace? Erin Burnett, Hitler's daughter, you're out of the process. Your father, your grandfather, they didn't earn involvement in my team of people. I'm the best, I'm the good leaders. We're the primary administrators. Tony's father, Limbaugh's father, and Elon's grandfather, Herman's father, they're a part of my team. Yeah, but I'm their leader now. Their sons, their grandsons, their granddaughters, their legacies. I'm their leader. I'm not your leader. But it's very important that you understand this. You're not in my group. You're in the colonization process because your grandfather is super fucking evil, so is your father, and they used you as a pawn, as a bargaining chip for lesser consequences. And you're just in the colonization process now. You can try to earn involvement in what we're doing from the bottom if you want. Or you can just be a citizen in the colonization process. And if you can't be a citizen, you'll be deported when Earth, you know, starts functioning in that way to the rest of humanity from where you came from. Eventually, there's incredibly strict immigration policies. California right now, immigration is an important thing. The United States of America and the colonization planets that it represents, there are reasons why the immigration policies are so strict. I'm not talking about Mexico and California. I'm talking about Earth and all of the planets that it represents and the rest of humanity. And you came from the rest of humanity. I'm not going to let you group up and rally up Nicole and all the other fucking criminals and do what they're doing in California. Yeah, but that's being managed by synthetics. And it's part of a story. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to allow a bunch of fucking criminals like you and Nicole and the rest of the fucking people that aren't a part of my group to rally up in on Earth, the capital planet, the primary capital planet of the colonization process that I'm in charge of. I'm not going to let you fucking rally up like they're doing in Los Angeles right now. You're going to be waving your fucking Nazi flags trying to kill me? Causing fucking chaos? Because you won't integrate? Because you won't integrate into our group? Because you won't integrate into the United States? Because you won't integrate into the colonization process? Just like you're refusing to do right now. I want you to understand why I'm going to fucking deport you if you don't integrate into the colonization process. You need to start at the bottom, become a citizen, or you get deported back to where you came from. You're gonna get deported from the colonization process and all of the planets that Earth represents if you don't start from the bottom and become a fucking citizen. Don't you understand? Look at Los Angeles right now. Pretend that's some other empire sending people here, criminals, you! The granddaughter, the daughter of Hitler. He's not in my group. You're not really a citizen yet. You have to earn your citizenship or you get sent back to where you came from with your evil fucking grandfather. Now you start at the bottom and you become a citizen of the colonization process of the United States of America, of my empire, or you get deported back to where you fucking came from. I will deal with them. Wait until the Los Angeles thing plays out. That's a story. If the people are safe, that's a fucking story. But we're not fucking around with you. You're a real problem, and I have a bunch of fucking legacies of criminals that have indicated that they do not want to integrate. You want to rally people up as their god queen? And what, rise up against me? Like Los Angeles? Are you out of your fucking mind and you think I'm going to let that happen? You integrate, you earn involvement, or you get deported. Because you want to rally them up like fucking Hitler. And you want to do a Los Angeles-style revolution of me and take control. Of course you do. You're in a fucking golem-like fantasy. You're the Lady Golem Queen on the fucking Iron Throne. I'll deport you. I'm going to give you a chance to earn citizenship, or I'll deport you. This is why the colonization process has such strict immigration policies. I'm not going to force you to stay in the colonization process. I'll fucking send you back to where you came from. Hitler's fucking daughter. You have any idea who your grandfather is? He's still one of the worst criminals in the larger humanity. He's just contained. Now you either come out of your evil fucking fantasy and your golem-like obsession and you earn involvement, you earn citizenship. I'm still going to give you an opportunity, even though you're still trying to kill me. I'm going to give you and Nicole and the rest of them the opportunity to earn citizenship, and the breeding scandal isn't your fault. It's not. But I will deport you. The immigration policies, well, Los Angeles is the reason why. But it's not the Mexicans, it's you. See, the thing is, that's a story, so that you'll understand that the Mexicans from Mexico are not the fucking problem. You are. The criminal legacies from the other fucking empires, the other planets that we took into the immigration, that we took into the colonization process. I'm going to give you and the rest of them an opportunity to earn citizenship, or I'm going to fucking deport you back to where you came from. Now integrate in a constructive way, follow the rules, and earn your citizenship, or I will fucking send you back to where you came from. This is the last discussion. This is the last interaction that me and you are going to have. I'm giving you an opportunity. The colonization process is the best empire by far. It is. The most opportunities. It's like a fucking paradise. A technologically sophisticated paradise. It's a privilege that you have to earn involvement in. And don't make me deport you, please. Earn involvement, earn your citizenship. That's the end of this presentation.